This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. We discuss them each and every day at this time. We're live at Little Woodrow's in Midtown. It's me, Sean Pendergast, back from vacation alongside Clint Sterner, who's been doing yeoman's work all week. Alongside Paul Gallant. Did you guys do All Due Respect while Rich and I were out on vacation?
We did, but Paulie G put a little twist on it. So it wasn't a Sean Pendergast All Due Respect. So
he put a twist on it.
You know how millennials do things,
well,
man.
Well, hang on, man.
You know, I mean, look, the dude watches Bachelor on his couch petting his kitten.
Okay. I mean, full disclosure, I watched The Bachelor with Amy.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, he said full disclosure. I mean, that's fine.
I'm not going to be a phony. Now, that said, I don't have a cat and never will have a cat.
Paulie G does things a little different than okay. Sean P. It's okay. I mean, it is what it is.
Man, he's taking the gimmicks on our show and he's putting his own little spin on them.
Yeah, you know, that first day I said, no, that's actually it's a segment where we pick out stupid people doing stupid things. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to do it this way. I said, okay, let's get it.
Oh, wow.
G, I'm in, baby.
Paul coming in and rearranging the furniture.
Hey, I'm coachable.
Remind
man.
Me to not have him house sit if I go out of town. I'm going to come back. The place is going to be painted.
Hey,
you're coachable? Is that what you just
I'm
said?
I'm coachable, baby. Just tell me what you need me to do. I got it. Hey.
All right.
Paul, hey, any man that watches Bachelor, eats key lime pie, and pets his kitty. and still calls himself a man? Hell, he got it. He got some confidence.
He
now.
Can sell it, man.
He can sell it.
He can sell
he
it.
He looked at me and said, yeah, I'm a good-looking man, too. I said, okay.
He fancies himself very, very handsome.
Confidence
yeah.
is not a problem.
All right, what do you got, Clint?
My favorite fast food item. Not the place.
Yeah.
My favorite fast food item is the Mexican pizza. From Taco Bell.
Oh, God. I
down,
wish Rich was here.
Hands down, Richie Rich. He didn't appreciate my Mexican pizza. Huh?
Taco Bell. Yeah, no, dude. Taco Bell. You may as well just say Bruce Springsteen sucks.
Well, I've got a funny story outside of okay. this story that I personally got involved in.
Okay. But you got a story about Mexican pizza.
Right. So this is in South Carolina. Taco Bell in South Carolina. Guy drives through. The drive-thru. He is believed to be a 22-30, late 20s, early 30s, black man with braids/dreadlocks. Which, I mean, I think those are pretty obvious difference. If I saw a guy, I would know if he had braids or dreadlocks. But whoever this guy in South Carolina was.
The whitest person in the world wrote that story.
There's no doubt about it. He was dressed in a dark sweatshirt and
he had
pants.
The dreadlock braidy things they got going on over there.
He left the restaurant in a late model Dodge Challenger driven by a woman, which I don't know. I'm reading that because I don't know why that has anything to do with the story.
Okay.
But just
a misogynistic person wrote it. It's a misogynistic white dude writing the story. Yeah.
So apparently South Carolina is that guy drives through the Taco Bell. He orders a Mexican pizza, which I can greatly appreciate.
Right.
Before he pulls out of the drive-thru, he checks his food. And clearly, he really inspected, because I just checked to make sure it's there, and then I head on to the house, make sure I got my hot sauce,
yeah.
and we're good to go. Hot sauce and a fork if you get a Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
So, he clearly checked it inside the shell and decided there was not enough meat on his Mexican pizza. So, he goes in. He's ripping the lady behind the counter. She remakes it. He says, still not enough. I need a refund. She said, sir, we can't do it. We can't give you a refund. And so he immediately goes to the back of the restaurant and starts making his own like Mexican pizza.
In the kitchen, like on the other side of the counter back of the restaurant.
The man then walked behind the counter into the kitchen area and began making his own food. By the way, the Taco Bell worker noted that the suspect did not follow proper health and safety guidelines.
Yeah, by jumping the counter and making his own. That's the violation.
My man did not stop and get protective gloves.
Didn't put on rubber gloves, I was just going to say.
He didn't do it. So he made his own Mexican pizza. He leaves the facility, gets in the car, and the police expect to retrieve the video surveillance footage that was recorded by Taco Bell security. If he's apprehended, the suspect faces possible misdemeanor, larceny, and trespass charges. So for everybody out there, you can't go in a Taco Bell kitchen. That's trespassing, clearly.
No, you can't do that at any fast food joint.
So this, it's not stupid people doing stupid things. I think he went to an extreme. But I chose this story because I'm very fond of the Mexican pizza.
You are?
No doubt about it. And I can 100% understand a man acting this way over fast food if it is the Mexican pizza. And here's why. So I love floating the river, the Guadalupe River.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know if you're a fan at all. I don't know if you've been around these parts long enough to appreciate the Hill Country River.
Is that, yeah, Como that's out river, in New Braunfels?
Yeah, I love it. If I were dying in a week, I'd say, Sean, we got to go float the river.
That would be on your bucket list.
We got to have a crawfish boil at the river, and I got to float it with a bunch of cold beer.
I would
and
be there. I would get loose. Yes.
That would be my, I got to do it. So I'm down there with three or four buddies. Usually it's a big group, but I'm down there with three or four buddies. One of them from Arkansas. And we float the river, have a great time. We go out that evening. Had a great time, so you can understand what shape. We got three single men, at four single guys.
Yeah.
And it's late night, and we drive through Taco Bell. And I told you, I am Mexican pizzas are it for me, man.
That's your favorite fast food item?
Coach, that's it. That's it. I'm not a fast food guy at all.
Yeah.
But Mexican pizza,
yeah.
I don't count the calories. I don't care if they – I'm hammered down.
Yeah.
So – I order several of them, and the lady says, we only have one. Now, everybody in the car hears this now. We only have one Mexican taco or Mexican pizza left. I said, I'll take it. And I've told everybody in the car that Mexican pizza is my deal. I get home, and I got to go to the restroom. I set the bag down. I come back out, and
no.
one of my buddies has
no.
he smoked my Mexican pizza.
No, dude.
And so I'm pissed.
Yes.
Like I'm kind of holding it back, but I'm pissed at this point.
You were dreaming about that Mexican
pizza
the whole
way
home.
And he was a little smart ass yeah. buddy of mine, and he reaches across the table. I'm pissed about it, and I'm giving it to him, you know, and he flips a bird and literally touches my nose with his finger.
Oh!
And over this Mexican pizza, I come over the table and I've got him choked. And I think I'm going to kill him. One of my other buddies in the room, pretty good-sized fella, he grabs me off. He's like, Clint, you got to stay. He said, Clint, you got to stop. You're going to kill him. You're going to kill him.
Over a Mexican pizza.
So I go outside on the balcony of this hotel, and I'm standing there. It's one of the things where I start thinking to myself, like, Clint, you just choked out one of your best buddies, and you did it over a Mexican pizza, man. What in the hell's wrong with you? And so I went back in and apologized. I said, man, I really apologize, but that was my Mexican pizza.
You knew
you were going to get your ass whooped over a pizza.
You
knew if you did that, you were going to get in trouble. So
what
anyway,
did he say?
He was still trying to catch his breath.
Yeah, here's the thing, Clint. If it's as good as you say it is, it's worth the ass kicking.
You ain't, hey, coach. Yeah, no, he didn't want no more, coach. My man didn't want no more. He realized that my switch had flipped, and when that happens, somebody's getting ass whooping, him or me. And that night, it was him.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
I'm not above taking an ass whooping. I've taken a couple in my time, and I'm not saying I'm a bad man or anything. But that night, Clint Sterner wasn't getting whooped.
Yeah, dude, I feel like when it comes to something you're dreaming about eating, especially that fast food item, you were thinking about that Mexican Coach. Pizza the whole way home. It's like in The Incredible Hulk where, like, he gets angry and all of a sudden he just turns green and he gets huge and he turns into a being like 10 times stronger than who you would be just, like, walking to the mall, you know?
Hey, I remember standing on that balcony thinking, Clint, what did you just do? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Like, I literally almost choked him out.
Dude.
Like I thought he was – my buddy said, Clint, I thought you were going to kill him.
Hang on one second, though. He did touch you. He touched you. He
That's
flipped
what set
you
me
off and he touched your face.
That's what set me off.
I don't care what started the whole thing initially. If someone flips me off and touches my face in doing it, it's on.
Well, and he was one of those, but like I got some buddies that are like my dudes, like that are just, we're a lot alike and we got a lot in common and it's all, and they couldn't piss me off if they wanted to.
Right.
He's a good friend of mine, a good buddy of mine, but he's that dude that pisses you off all the time, just like with the smirk on his face or the smart ass remark.
So
you just want to just slap the hell out of him anyway.
Yeah.
And every time you go out, you're like, man, you should have got slapped five times tonight by five dudes in here. He's that guy, you know? So when he did it, I was just like, all right, here goes.
All right.
Top was popped. It was on, baby.
All right, so real quick on Mexican pizza. And BMAC, I'm going to do my all due respect story in the next segment because it's a sports story. That's okay. That's okay. And it'll only take a few minutes. But we listeners will remember this. Rich does not like Taco Bell. Now, classic Rich, I don't think he's really ever eats Taco Bell. I just think he doesn't like the concept of Taco Bell. It's not like he ate it for a long time, had a bad experience, and now he doesn't like it anymore. You know, like some of us do. Like, I can't drink Southern Comfort because I threw up on it in college one time.
Gotcha.
So it's not like that for him. He's just, he's a Taco Bell snob, quite honestly. He just, so we, one day he agreed, he may have even lost a bet to do this. He agreed to do a taste test of Taco Bell items versus, I think, like other taco places or something like that. And one of the items that we got for him was a Mexican pizza. And no, that's all it was. He was just going to taste like four different Taco Bell items give us his thoughts on them to validate, to see if he could validate, you know, his views that Taco Bell sucked.
Right,
yeah,
right.
His hatred for Taco Bell. Here's a little pro tip for everybody out there. The problem was that we ordered the Taco Bell through like Uber Eats or DoorDash.
Cold.
So by the time it showed up, dude, the Mexican pizza was, when we opened it up, the top half of it was stuck to the lid. So we opened it up, and there were two halves of it stuck to each side of the box.
Hey, you can't.
Nothing I could do to defend Taco Bell at that point.
Hey, Sean, if you catch me on the right night, I'd pay you $10 for that Mexican pizza.
Just scrape it off. Yeah, it tastes the same, dude. It tastes the same. But when you're trying to appeal to a Taco Bell snob, presentation mattered to Rich that day.
I'm going to guess he didn't like it.
Yeah, you would be right.
That's one more reason I'm going to
whip his
ass.
Even if he did, I don't think old Richie Rich would have told us that he liked it.
That's one more reason I'm going to shred him on that bowling alley whenever we get this thing set up.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're listening way up in – where's he at?
He's in Brooklyn.
I hope you're listening up there, Richie Rich. That's one more reason. That's a little more motivation for me to go practice so I can tear you up.
You really did a practice round.
I shot a practice round, baby. Or I bowled a practice round. I sure did.
How much? How would you get?
149.
That helps because I got to handicap this thing. I got to put the spread out there and stuff. So
149, and I am not, for the record, I am not joking one bit. I think I've bowled in my life maybe 10 times. Hmm. And I'm counting the kiddie. I'm counting when I was like 7 and don't remember and somebody had a party at the bowling alley. As a grown man, I may have bowled 5 times in my life. And I'm coming
after
this.
Six days from now, baby. I think, is when it's happening.
I'm coming after Richie Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.